Good morning.
So through AI, Lisa, like, I still haven't watched it.
Yes.
So. What do you have?
Oh, my gosh. It's getting worse. Like, all it is just straight cussing, and every other word, or like the end of every sentence, is cuh. You're a fucking, like, bitch, cuh. Strawberryta, that blueberry baby better not be mine. Blah, 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 cuh. And then she's talking to her, and you know, Banana Manna, he did this, cuh. But it's just, it's, yeah.
It's real ghetto.
It is. Like, they're making it worse.
Huh? Are they Crips? You know, are they Crips? Because they say cuh.
They must be. They must be, because everybody is cuh. And sometimes they'll put cuh in the middle of a sentence. Like, it won't even make sense.
That's that West Coast shit.
Use AI to create the...
But, I mean, I still love my fruit AI. Why don't you tell me cuh. What fans were on making noise?
Well, Chris's vibrators are on making noise, but you don't have me complaining.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, your butt vibrator, yes.
Cock ring.
You probably have one of those and wear it out in public.
Maybe not.
You mean maybe not?
The remote control ones?
Yeah. So when I'm in the restaurant, I can.
Yeah. Plot twist. Chris buzzes himself. Wears it to church and then blames everybody else. It must be the AI, the aliens.
Cuh. Speaking of aliens, highly recommend Project Hail Mary. It was a great movie.
It was. I liked it.
Haven't seen it. What's it on?
It's on the theater? Peacock. I think it's on Peacock now. Yeah.
For free?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your favorite, Chris.
I want to rewatch it. Yeah, I've been watching Love Island on Peacock. That's my favorite show.
I've never watched Love Island.
Watch Love Island USA. It's the latest season. It's my daughter has
been. Okay.
There's a new episode every day. I've been
watching, I don't have the channels to watch Love After Lockup, so I follow this girl on TikTok, and after every episode, she does like a really in-depth recap. So I don't even need to have the channel to watch it. I just watch the recap and see all the nonsense that's going on.
Don't you have a fire stick? I'll watch it for free.
What?
You have a fire stick, right?
It's not jailbroken.
It doesn't. You don't need to.
Listen. I used to jailbreak fire sticks for people.
You just install apps on them. That's all you do. You just put special apps in.
Well, we'll talk offline.
Oh yeah.
See, it's bringing it back to last week. We'll talk offline, and then you can give me the links.
Well, you already started with the I was talking on mute before we started.
Oh yeah. Let's just put that in the parking lot.
I'm gonna put my foot up somebody's ass in the parking lot. That was too funny that we talked about that last episode, and then literally the next fucking day, that shit came up on planning. I was like, wait, what? I had to freaking take the picture and send you. I'm like, dude, nah. You know how we say the phones be listening? I think work be listening. Okay. They came up with some good ones, though. They came up with some good. My friend Brian, though, he is a fucking mess. Things you do at home while you're on a conference call, like when you're just kind of like roaming around or whatever. This motherfucker put gambling. Like, he put that in the Teams chat for everybody.
I do that while I'm at work sometimes.
Well, I don't.
In the office. But I turn my Wi-Fi off. So
doing the slots.
Yeah.
I can't lie. I put a bet on I bet on France at like 3 o'clock.
How much did you win?
I was in the office still. I won $25.
Nice. I got a bet on Norway.
Bad. Yeah, it looks like I'm rooting for England, but Norway, that dude, that 6'5", blonde hair, big head, rock head dude. Yeah, he is. What's his name?
Yeah, again? He does have like Elrond, something. Elrond of Rivendell.
Yes.
Let's
head
see.
Made out of lambda's bread and shit. He put up a good fucking match.
Erling Haaland.
Yes, that's his name. Yeah. He's a big boy too.
He's solid. You know, it's some of them soccer players.
That's what she said.
Like,
shut up, Chris.
They could get it in.
Chris is like, yeah, he could definitely get it in.
Yeah, I'm putting my money on.
On Saturday. Saturday, you're going for Norway Saturday?
Who, me?
You, Lisa. Chris ain't watching football.
Oh, yeah.
It's soccer.
Since when do you call it football? You've never called it football.
I got bit by the FIFA bug. It's football. It does make sense why they call it football, but yeah, I've always liked soccer, but FIFA just, I like World Cup. World Cup is way more exciting than like, I'll watch like a Premier League or whatever and shit. But yeah, they get just mad excited and just, you know.
And have you seen all the things about people saying you have to watch it with the Spanish newscaster people?
Yo, you have to watch it on Telemundo. Yeah.
Well, that's the only way I can watch it because I don't have the other channels. But it is exciting because they get so exciting. It's exciting.
They get, I think they like that shit better than sex. Like, they are just in it.
Or when they start yelling goal, but then the person misses it and they're like, goal! And then they stop. Gotcha.
But yeah, I'm enjoying the World Cup. Even though the other day Chris sucked watching Portugal lose. It's okay.
Chris, who are you going for?
Yeah, Chris.
Who's left? I don't even know. I was going for Brazil, but since they're out, USA's out.
Yeah, Brazil sucked, bro. We got our asses handed to us by Norway. The U.S. didn't even show up to that fucking match.
That was Trump's fault.
It is Trump's fault. So, yeah, Lisa, I know you've been itching to talk about that shit. Yo, I swear to you, I'm going to have to screenshot my coworker's her chat to me the other day because she's like, how are you? And I'm like, bummed because the U.S. lost. She was like, it's Trump's fault. Everything that man touches turns to crap. And I was like, okay, Lisa. And she was like, what? And I was like, I said, Lisa said the same shit. Like, I can't even watch. It's like, it's your president's fault. It's all his fault. Everything he touches, everything this man touches.
Everything.
What would you say? The country, the economy?
Well, what I say, he steals a Venezuelan president, or he kidnaps
him. That's
what
it was.
And they get two earthquakes. What else? He gets elected. He destroys a country. He goes to the Knicks game. They lose.
So he opens businesses.
He goes bankrupt. Like, just stop.
Marriages and gets divorced.
He made the Knicks lose one game.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one he showed up to.
Yeah. All right, I'm going for Spain since I know.
You going for Spain?
I like Spain.
Wait, you have you've. Wait, I want to know what the basis of your research is. You just roll the dice.
Left. I mean, I know a little bit of Spanish and I like a little merengue.
Lisa.
Salsa.
Obviously,
merengue obviously is Dominican.
It's Dominican. Yeah.
They speak Spanish.
Spain
tell
is
a Spanish person to that, and they'll get mad at you.
Well, I don't know anyone from Belgium, or I could go for England, Gubna.
No,
good.
I won't be mad if Norway wins, to be honest.
Argentina, no, because Trump wants to.
No. I want anybody else but Argentina to win. I'm about done with Messi right now. After watching that man score freaking like two damn goals, you know what I'm saying, like damn near back to back the other day. Yeah, I'm done.
Why should it be Switzerland?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, in tomorrow's game, I'm going to go for Belgium. And then Saturday, Norway v. England, I'm going for Norway. And then Saturday, Argentina v. Switzerland. I'm going to go with Switzerland.
Why Belgium?
Yeah. Belgium had a solid team,
Well, their flag kind of looks like the German flag. And I think if I go with my ancestry, there is some Belgium stuff up in there.
How many teams of your heritage are left in World Cup, Lisa?
Definitely England governor.
We'll say three.
Three, okay.
Belgium, Norway, England. That's how I pick my teams. I go.
We noticed.
Germany is always number one.
All the white teams.
Oh, no.
I went for Ivory Coast. I was going for Ivory Coast. Ivory Coast. Yep.
That she was.
I really wanted to see them go further. Huh?
Ivory's in the name, so I don't know. You know, Ivory's.
Wow. White. But no, my ancestry goes back to Ivory Coast.
Okay.
I was rooting for Cape Verde, you know. I was wanting to see Cape Verde win, you know. They're from Africa.
It's because they're sexy. But,
sexy. They are. I just mentioned that the other day to somebody. I ain't met one ugly one yet.
You know, once when I was in Atlanta, this girl came up to me and said, "You Cape Verdean?" And I said, "No." And then I looked at Joseph and I was like, "What's?" I was like, well, "What do the people from Cape Verde look like?"
You.
They're what, like black and Portuguese?
Some of them are fair skinned, though. Yeah. But, yeah, that was sad to see them lose. I was more upset to watch Egypt lose. Like, Egypt said, fuck that. They just gave up. You know, so just staying on the subject for another 30 seconds, Egypt is fighting FIFA at the moment, saying that they rigged the fucking match for Messi so that he could go out on top.
Really?
I'm like, okay. Yeah. So, they were pissed. They were pissed. But I'm like, y'all defense just said the fucking hell with it at the end of the day. Like, last 20 minutes of the match, you can't let up.
Think they're more pissed about that or Trump getting our guy to play?
Well, England wants the same thing. So they're pretty much reaching out asking for the same thing because they have a player who got red carded the other night and they want him to play. They want his suspension lifted for a game. So,
but yeah. I don't think our player should have had.
He shouldn't have. That should have been a yellow card.
But then it becomes, I think then it becomes like, okay, so what during big matches like this, you get a penalty of sorts, but then it doesn't count because you're playing like a big match.
Yeah,
I mean, in basketball, you know, people get thrown out of games all the time for things.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
So what are we watching after the World Cup? What sports are left? Basketball's done. Football's
NASCAR.
Oh, wow. No.
Fuck you. What do you mean, no?
Yeah. So what are you left? Or are you just going to
enjoy yourself? When's basketball start back up?
WNBA.
What about football?
Football starts next month.
Okay.
WNBA?
So we have football.
What?
WNBA?
What's that?
I heard it was a sport.
Stop it.
Week National Basketball Association?
Caitlin Clark.
Nah.
I mean, if I had to have a favorite WNBA team, it would be the Fever. To stick with the whole Indiana theme.
Okay.
Thought you were converting to be a Knicks fan.
No.
She was
for
them hard, though.
We'll take you on as a bandwagon.
I enjoy the team. I like watching them play. I am a fan, but that is not my team.
Look, I'm a lifelong fan. If you submit your application, let me go over it. I'll allow you to become a fan.
Denied.
I already have an in. Like, I've already been told I could be a fan, but I'm an Indiana fan.
Was it by a real
fan? But then
fan
I get told that, huh?
Was
is
it
the
by
guy
a real
fan?
Fan? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
A real fan. But then I was told that I'm not really a Pacers fan. I'm just a Reggie Miller fan. And there might be a little bit of truth to that. But yeah.
I'm a Fever fan, though. I'm with you. I'm with you, Lisa. I'm a Fever fan.
I'm not.
Why?
Connecticut Sun all day.
You already know why.
I don't know why. Because of all the white girls on the team?
Yes. She is cute, though.
Is she white?
It's the coach.
She ain't the coach. Shut up.
Oh, it is.
Wait, ain't
it's the owner?
She's not the coach. Coach.
Old lady. I
think
owner.
She's a, oh, she's a guard.
She is. She is a white lady.
Yeah, she she's is a guard, guard. I think. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a guard at the front door, doing security. Sorry, stop.
Really? That's okay. Interesting.
Cuter than Caitlin Clark, though. I don't know.
It's that hard.
Yeah, I know, right? Some of them look like horsies. I don't have a horse sound effect loaded. I didn't prep.
Next episode. Next episode.
Yeah, with the download a horsey sound. So we had a good time.
At speaking of horses.
Oh,
horses. You got a joke?
Whoa.
No, I actually heard something on the news, but I'll tell you guys later.
So no. What you got? What you hear on the news?
Huh? Arby's? About the guy. Did you hear Arby's closed?
On the turnpike, yes.
Yeah.
No more horsey meat for you, Chris. Longer.
Is that the only one? I love Arby's. Is that the only one?
Oh, so they're like Hooters.
No more
Hooters.
Well, if not, then I'm going to have to find it and I'll go to it. No, the guy who swallowed all the toy horses.
Oh, boy.
He went to the hospital and they said he was in stable.
I'm not falling for it. You have the same setup every time. Are you? Yeah, stop. Stop.
Whew, that was a good one.
You gonna check that one off the
I'm
list?
I'm hot now. Yep, you know I am.
Take the one from last
I got to turn my fan on.
She got all turned on and shit. And bothered.
Okay, we still have 4 more RBs in the state. Okay, we're good.
Like, where are
who
they?
Who the fuck's keeping count?
We have one in Meriden.
Typical. Waterbury. Typical.
Was this Hamden?
Typical.
Wait, you and said Waterbury?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Where's the last one, Chris?
Danbury.
Again, urban centers. Like, hey, they're not out in the suburbs.
I mean, is Danbury really urban?
Danbury, yes, it is urban. Bunch of just degenerates. Remember when they opened up the damn psycho wards and let all the Brazilians out? They're the ones rooting. They were ones rooting for Neymar over the weekend. That's why we lost. Oh, and speaking of, Neymar no longer will be playing for Brazil. He's retired. So, you know, let's give it up for Neymar. Yeah. All right. Good riddance. Yeah. Good riddance. Good riddance. And I liked him at one point. He was an asshole. So, did you guys enjoy yourself at the beer festival, at the Worthy? Did you have a good time?
I did.
Yeah. You know what I enjoyed more? Them damn spring rolls from that restaurant.
They were very good, Chris. You know.
Yeah, you guys good. Like my favorite chicken spot.
Yeah. You know we're going to take it over, right? It's ours now.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Sharing's caring.
Is it?
That's what I heard. Lisa's plane is taking off.
For a minute, I thought it was a siren. I was like, yo, what the hell, yo? Well, you said our plane's taking off. Lisa's like, yeah. All right. You know, put your tray tables up in their upright position. Fasten your seat belts. No, sir, can you please put your penis away? Don't whip that back out to where at least 10,000 feet. But the beer festival was fun, though. A time was had. Yeah,
I enjoyed it. It was.
I still think they gypped the guy with the with that what was dog? It the cran the cran apple one because that
cranberry
was
mango.
No, that one was delicious.
Oh, you're delicious. Talking about the Sour Patch guy.
He should have got at least honorable mention of something. you know. But that Cran Apple one that we tried, that was good. The root beer one, Chris, that you had me try, that was decent.
Yeah, I like that.
That was decent. I like the different ones though.
What flavor was the one with the guy with the dog that you could pet?
Oh, he did mango. Yeah, something mango, and then he did there was a black currant was the other one he had.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Though I did think about the beer festival the other night because I was at the liquor store and I looked at I saw I was grabbing some Miller Lite and shit, and I started laughing. Why? Thinking about that woman. I was thinking about that woman that we walked up to. It was like, wait, are you selling these? Or are you just like, remember when she was selling those and like the wine and the freaking like little clear freaking thing? I'm like, we're at a beer festival. Please don't be giving this shit away. But the one we go to in Southington gives away Heineken Zero. You know, like anybody wants to drink that shit besides Chris's father. Yeah,
well,
I had one the other day.
No, okay. Well, you tried at a beer festival. Reminds. Would you buy it, Lisa? Would you go to the store and seek it out?
The last beer summit we had, I brought a non-alcoholic beer.
No, a non-alcoholic beer?
I did.
Which beer did you? I don't remember that.
Hop water. It mimics like a sour. Oh. I got it from Whole Foods. At least it's a
sour.
And why are you drinking?
Oh, that's right. Fancy ass beer. That's why. You put your pinky out.
Why were but you no. drinking Miller Lite?
Why do I drink Miller Lite?
Yeah.
Because I like Miller Lite. Why do you drink Moscato? Because you's a bitch. Oh, I'm sorry. I like Miller Lite. I like Miller. I like Coors. I like Bud Light. I like light beer. There's nothing wrong with light beer.
Okay. I like Coors. But...
Yeah. So why are you shitting on me for liking Miller then? Motherfucker, like,
I don't know. It was a little different. I don't know.
I feel like if I'm going to the liquor store, I'm not buying, like, with all the selections that are there, I'm trying something. I'm getting something good.
I was trying to get something cheap to get a buzz.
Yeah. Miller Lite will do it. Yeah. I'm looking for a real cheap beer. I have bought a case of Miller Lite before, I will say.
Now, there is a cheap beer I will not buy. I will never, ever, ever buy Pabst Blue Ribbon. Yep, exact. Yo, see, this is why we're all friends. At the
it's good to do shotguns with.
Where do we have? Where do they have the bucket at? Oh, at the bowling alley in East Hartford. Yep. Yeah, remember Lisa? We went that night for Chris's little motorcycle gangbang. I mean, motorcycle gang bowling thing there.
We were spectators, not participants.
That's true. We were spectators. You know, and it was so inclusive, Chris. I'm really proud of your motorcycle club. You know, being inclusive, letting special need Joker come hang out. You know, hey, you guys.
I'm bringing PBR to our next beer summit.
You best have not. It.
What? Yeah. When are we having a beer summit, guys? We haven't had one in over a year.
I thought Chris said we was going to do it at his house, but
yes, when I get back from my trip next week, 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Fall off the boat.
It is 3 weeks. August. First week of August. Let's do it.
First week of August. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty much gone for the rest of the month. So.
Yeah. We know.
I'm having a birthday, everyone. The big
fun. No one gives a fuck. No. So, nobody cares.
I'm taking donations and Cash App. GoFundMe.
Yes. Chris's Cash App is 3-inch midget. Dollar sign. 3-inch midget.
His luxury car that's probably in the shop.
It's not in the shop. I just don't have any sound right now.
Wow.
Do
you have sound in your working class car?
I don't. I not only have sound. I have a working amp and a built-in subwoofer in my trunk that doesn't cost $4,000.
I have a Bose sound system in my working class car.
Premium audio.
Mine's Bose too.
Mine works. Work.
No, Chris, you don't have Bose. Motherfucker, you got Brokes.
He's on Moscato.
With your Moscato, motherfucker, you better get out there and start hooking 4K for a fucking amp. Are you fucking retarded? Like, I've been waiting to ask you, why the fuck does it cost $4,000? Like, we put audio in the cars that we had when we was younger, and them amps never cost that much money.
I don't know. That's what they said at Jody's. I was there, and I told them, here. I got some water on my amp. And he said, yeah, go to the dealer. $4,000.
We figured it
out. How'd you get water on your amp?
Yeah. Well,
I guess it's bad design in a lot of these Porsches. The way
these luxury vehicles?
The way they designed the sunroof and the drain in it, if it gets backed up or clogged, like go into your
why am I thinking of a colonoscopy now? clogged up, you know what I'm saying? It's got a leak and bad design. It sounds like a butthole.
Into the car, then it runs down the inside and it'll get on your hand. So.
You just need to buy a fucking Chevy.
You might have a mold problem now if water's getting into your car.
Germ mold.
I fixed the leak. I'm good with YouTube, so I figured out how to stop the leak. The amp was already wet. I tried to dry it out, put it back in. It worked for 2 days.
Just put it in some rice.
That's what she said. Maybe I should.
So I have to take it back out again.
No, he can't put it in rice, Lisa. It's German. You got to put it in the oven.
Really?
In the air fryer? Wow.
Oh, that was bad. It took me a second. Oh. It's Porsche.
My ancestors.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. Come on. It's okay. We're waiting all day for that one. Glad it surfaced.
This episode is sponsored by GE.
Oh, I thought you were about to say something totally different. This episode is sponsored by CNG.
CNG.
Connecticut Natural Gas.
Oh.
Oh. Wow.
Before we get canceled by our
dude. Really? It's a little too late for that. But yeah. When's our next beer festival? Beer festival's September for the
Southington.
Yeah.
Is there anything after that, or we only have one?
Nah, that's usually it for the season is when we do that.
Only done two? It's only gonna be three this year? That's
well they stopped the Yard Goats when they canceled.
Yeah. It was only three last year.
Yeah.
What about the one in Dillon Stadium? That one's gone too?
They haven't done that one in years.
That was like a one-off, right?
No, that was like 2 years
ago. I don't think Well, how long have you been married?
3 years. And
so you weren't even married when that one was going on.
No, so it's been a while.
Yeah.
Was there any others?
Okay. Y'all went up to one the year I bought the house. Y'all went up to one up in Summers at Sunny's place.
Oh, Sunny's place.
Oh
yeah. I remember that.
Was good just because you got free food. I mean, it wasn't the best, but you got free food, and we got all those I feel like we got extra like tickets and stuff to use in the like arcade area.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to the one in Southington, but summer's not done yet. We got shit to do this summer. Yeah, you know, we got to go loot Chris's house when he's on vacation because he's going to be posting every fucking day everywhere he's at. Also, Chris, have you given any thought to our last conversation about going, radio silent while you're, enjoying your trip?
I have given it thought.
Gave it some thought. That's about it.
I might, how about once every 3 days I'll post something.
Why not just wait till you get back?
I can do that.
You can text us like proof of life.
People know, listen, my luxury cars may be in the shop, but I am not. I'm jet setting and traveling the world.
Sicily, yeah.
And I'm not home.
Yeah, that was 2023, yep. Lisa.
So then people can rob your house.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I just got an email that a nationwide cybersecurity event happened. And if you get an email that says canned meat, don't open it because it's spam.
You done yet?
That was funny.
We can end this 30 minutes right on the nose right now, Lisa. This is, we're done. Like, this is the climax of the episode. Is this? This Listen. Is what we're doing?
Listen.
This is what they want. This is what the fans want.
Uh-oh. I just got a thing. Said trying to reconnect.
Uh-oh. Don't do that. Chris is on mute trying to touch himself.
No.
That's why he laughed. He's like, damn it, he caught me again. Lisa, I know you have, a very big... You're one of Donald Trump's biggest fans. I mean, we've talked about that numerous times. You love that motherfucker. Love him. So... What happened to the Great American State Fair? Like, I know we just celebrated our 250th birthday as a country, but Jesus Christ. If that was the
pinnacle... You gotta ask your white friends what happened.
I have black friends that actually back that shit too, and yeah, guess what they're all saying? Oh, well, it was the weather. Yeah, that's the unanimous answer I've been getting is the weather.
For a whole week.
No, because it was a couple of days. Yeah, I was like, it was a period of time. It wasn't just a one day.
Right, it was like a week, I think.
Okay. You're talking about people who make excuses for stupid shit. So, I don't know what to tell you.
You know, the pool was, peeling.
Oh, yeah, it was vandalized.
Right.
It was me.
I hate him.
Yeah.
I really do hate him.
I did like him getting mocked.
Oh, after the Belgium with
the Belgium thing? Yeah, I didn't know what they were doing after the game until I saw that thing and I sent it to y'all. That shit had me dying. I was like, is that what they were fucking doing? Oh, they did. So, you know how Trump does that dance where he shakes his fist and shit, looking like
jerking off
two people? Yeah, they did that dance after when Belgium beat the U.S. Over the weekend. They did that dance the moment the last whistle was blown.
Good.
Yeah, actually... kind of like that.
That was funny. I ain't mad at it. I ain't mad at getting trolled. You know what I mean?
It was against Trump, so I get it.
Right.
I did get a text message from somebody who shall remain nameless saying, is it bad that I'm happy the United States didn't win? I was like, no, it's not bad.
So did you hear what he said today? He said something like he stopped 8 wars and he said one of the wars, I think it was one of the African ones. He said, yeah, I stopped the war where they had 15 million people's heads chopped off. It's like, there's no wars where 15 million people had their heads chopped off. It's
like, you know what? And then there's some person in East Wallabuck who believes every single word that comes out of his mouth. I do not like him.
So this is what we're doing. We're just making it up as we go.
Yeah.
Who was that newscaster or journalist?
Oh, the one on NBC.
I want to say Brian Adams, but that's the singer.
No, I know exactly who you're talking about. The one that was on NBC
Brian and said
that
he Williams? Was.
Yes, that he was in a. He was in. Was he? Well, he was like in Afghanistan or some shit.
Yeah.
Sorry, so my microphone just fell, so it's probably gonna make a
bunch of stuff. Lisa, remember that shit? Remember when that first came out, and then the memes that came out afterwards? Because I think you're the one that sent the Lord of the Rings show. There I was
at Mordor, on my way to Mordor.
So just speaking about making shit up as we go. So Mitch McConnell obviously has been in the hospital. They're saying rumors are that he's brain dead, and this, that, and the third. But there was a senator that pretty much said, oh yeah, I talked to him for 20 minutes and, told him looking forward to him coming back. And then the internet just went fucking ham on that. I love the memes that are coming out. They were like, yeah, just talk to Mitch McConnell for 20 minutes. And, that's why he's in the hospital, because 3.6 million of us try to talk to him for 20 minutes. Yeah. The man's not coming back. I mean, this is why you need term limits, people.
Yeah, even if he does come, get out the hospital, they should just let him go. Yeah. Like, he shouldn't be in Congress.
Just now.
Yeah. If you're on life support the ICU, then I kind of feel like they need to just
fill your spot. Like, you can't perform. All right.
Like, what votes are you going to, you know, what are you going to vote right on?
Oh, we can't do this vote, guys. We're waiting on Mitch.
But Lisa, let's be honest, though. When we all worked retail back in the day and shit, yeah, if one of us would have been on retail, but been on life support, you already know your manager would be like, all right, so are you coming in or not?
Surprised Trump didn't say anything like that. He can still work.
Yeah, he could still, exactly. Fucking moron show. Every last one of them. But yeah, the Great American State Fair was a fucking flop. And I was trying to find numbers of just like fairs and daily numbers and stuff. And I was looking at like the Texas State Fair and the New York State Fair, you know, things that are like established. Man, the fucking BE did better than that fucking fair did. So, I mean, what a waste of fucking money, time, publicity, and just utter bullshit.
You see the fireworks too? He screwed that up too.
I didn't watch any of it.
Yeah, I guess there was so much smoke, people couldn't even see the fireworks. because of the rain and all the stuff in the sky, like the clouds, all the smoke blacked out all the fireworks. So people were out there and they couldn't even see anything.
Wackest. Milestone birthday celebration, period, point blank. If any other president would have been in the office, it'd have been some, you know, if Obama would have been in, it'd have been lit. I mean, shit, George W. Bush was in office, that shit would have been lit. Like, this lame duck ass motherfucker, that shit was lame as fuck, yo, goofy ass people. Everybody's all excited. Oh, can't wait to see the singers and shit. And then motherfuckers talk about Flo Rida and shit. I was like, y'all realize that Flo Rida did not endorse him. He endorsed the Democrat, which I think is absolutely hilarious. My man got up there and did his shit. I saw him in the
airport.
Oh, for real? You saw Flo Rida?
A couple of years ago. Yeah, I saw him in the Charlotte airport.
Flo Rida.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. Hey, you saw a celebrity. That's awesome. I mean, we see a celebrity all the time. I mean, we have one here on the podcast now, you know.
Right.
Like, motherfucker, I was talking about Lisa. I wasn't talking about you.
Speaking of celebrities.
Diddy.
It's not really a celebrity. Well, I guess the winner of the bubblegum blowing contest.
Lisa. Oh my fucking God. Yo, when I saw that shit, I was like, you can't make this shit up.
I might keep ESPN just for that type of nonsense.
I've never seen that type of foolishness on ESPN ever. I mean, okay, let's all be honest. The most boringest shit we ever saw, like growing up, like, okay, bowling on TV was probably one of the most bowling sports to watch on TV. But then again, some of the shit do be, I'm like, damn, they be getting strikes and shit. They're just talented.
I would say golf.
I would say pool.
I would say the log cutting contest.
Oh, I love the lumberjack stuff. You didn't like the lumberjack stuff?
No.
And then the song.
Yeah.
Anybody can do that.
Really, Chris? Anybody can do that? Yeah, you see how you did that? Lisa, he got the form down right.
Oh, God.
You got to bring it a little, closer, bro. You know, just a little closer. But yeah, the bubble gum blow. I thought the T-Rex shit. I was like, okay.
I wish I had seen that the T-Rex one. Shit.
The T-Rex one was fun. It looked like, so remember when we went to the relay? It looked like that, just as a 100-yard dash.
Okay. Like they were running blocks and everything?
Yeah, they stood up and they blew the whistle and they just took off tearing ass running in these fucking suits. They also had them, they had like almost like a biathlon one where they had to skydive, land on the field, and then race to the finish line. And I'm like, I mean, but how does one, so the questions I had were, how does one train for an event like this? Like, you know, who gets up in the morning and sets out, you know what? I'm going to be a T-Rex world champion. Probably Chris.
And like, what do your neighbors think of you when they see you?
That you're fucking retarded.
There's Mont in his T-Rex costume. He must be training. Mm-hmm.
sit your fat ass down. That's what they be saying this shit. Look at this fat motherfucker trying to run. Meandering down the fucking street.
Well,
but the bubblegum contest coming after that, Lisa, I had to, when I texted you that shit, I was in tears texting. Like, the commentary. Chris, did you?
That was the
you
best have to YouTube part. It.
You have to YouTube that, Chris.
Let's see. Some of the things.
I will. I'll check it out.
Some of the things that were said. 4.5 and a sticky face.
Yeah, right?
That was talking about the balloon that took 4.5 inches and it hit his face. Looks like it's going to be tough to get a good blow right here. Looks about 2 inches. I can't.
Just... Chris,
yeah,
this was 30 minutes of just, and it took place in Michigan of all fucking, and you should have known.
I should have watched it.
Amber took an 8-inch blow and got some on her upper lip. The key is to stay confident and blow away. I can't.
You just
Andrew
can't.
Andrew Romanowski, known in the neighborhood as Blomanowski. I can't. Like,
did you see? So they had. So he was the one that had the son. Him and his son were both on there together. I'm just
his
like,
son
bruh.
Won, didn't he?
Yeah, his son won. It's like I could see Chris and his dad doing that shit. You know, Chris's dad getting all pissed off. Christopher, you need to blow. Okay. You need to blow harder.
Is that how you got your Eagle Scout?
That's so bad, Joe. Sorry, Chris.
We got to stop making fun of you, Chris.
Yeah.
I think I pay you guys any mind. Speaking of blowing, I got a joke.
Okay.
All right. What's the difference between your penis and a bonus check?
What?
Someone's always willing to blow your bonus. All right, I got a better one.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
All right.
There's no sound effects?
Give me something. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. What's the process for applying for a job at Hooters?
I don't know.
They just give you a bra and say, here, fill this out. Get it? A bra? You know what?
Wait, what?
They give you a bra and say, here, fill this out.
Okay. I get it now.
You know what? I'm not going to this website anymore.
No. Tell the AI that one doesn't work. But yeah, Chris, you have to. Yeah, you're gonna have to go to YouTube and look up the 2025 bubblegum. Was it? What was it? It was the.
How about one of you guys look it up and just send me the link? That way, I don't look at the wrong video and then think you guys are stupid.
I was just pissed off at the fact that they had the audacity to show this shit after Lisa had me fucking cackling, you know, y'all going back and forth about fucking Joey Chestnut and the goddamn hot dog eating contest. You know what I mean? Talk about the number of wieners this man done swallowed and shit. And then they got to the damn, then they got the fucking bubblegum blowing contest. Like, bro, sponsored by BJ's. No. You couldn't have made this shit up.
This was the first time I've ever watched the hot dog eating contest. I've never watched it before.
I'm just amazed that somebody could eat that many hot dogs. Like I said, my fat ass, I eat two and I'm good.
And he was like giving an interview afterwards and I'm like, wow, you're not even breathing heavy. You're not even like rubbing your stomach and like making that face like when you're like, damn, I ate too much. Like it was just another day in the park for him. And that wasn't even like his best. That wasn't even his best. Like, no, he got 70 something one year, I think they said.
Holy shit.
I thought I had heard he was trying to go for 80.
Damn.
Let's see. Joey Chestnut.
My man over here, like, he's the epitome of Glizzy Gladiator, yo. Like, good lord, yo. How many hot dogs do you eat, Chris?
One. With the bun.
That doesn't mean a man's wiener between another man's butt cheeks.
He ate 70. Let's see. Oh, in 2005, he was the world deep fried asparagus eating champion. He ate 6.3 pounds in 11 minutes.
You said the word deep. I immediately went to deep throat thinking about hot dogs. I'm so sorry.
Listen to this. So in 2005, he made the qualifier for the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. He only ate 20 and a half hot dogs and buns in 12 minutes. Now, the actual contest is 10 minutes, and he went and did 60-something. Oh, wait, so how many pounds of ribs do you think you could eat, Chris, in 12 minutes?
How many pounds of what? Ribs?
Ribs.
20 minutes?
That shouldn't be too hard.
How many pounds?
Like three.
He ate five and a half. In 12 minutes. Whoa. In 2006, wow. How many wings do you think you could eat in 30 minutes?
Oh, yeah, this should be good.
That's a good one. 30 minutes. And there's this regular flavor. They're not like super hot or anything. Okay.
I'm assuming it's just like a basic wing, maybe with the sauce on it.
30 minutes. Okay, and then I'm at ultra speed. I could probably get 60. I'm thinking. Maybe, no. Three a minute, maybe. So, yeah, maybe.
When he first started in 2005 at the Verizon Voice Wing Battle World Championship, he ate, wait, these might be whole wings. That's the wrong one. Sorry. I'm reading the wrong. Oh, at Wing Bowl in 2006, he ate 173 wings in 30 minutes.
Wait, drums and like flats? Or do they not say?
And let's see what Wing Bowl does. Wing Bowl annual eating contest in Philadelphia. I'm on their wiki page.
One every 20 seconds.
God damn.
I think they're like regular, like chicken, like, you know, wingettes.
Okay.
I think.
At that speed, you're not enjoying the chicken. You're not enjoying it.
And then in 2007, he upped it to 182 in 30 minutes.
Chris, you got your work cut out for you.
Yeah, I would think.
And then in 2008, guess how much he ate in 2008?
200.
I was just about to say that.
241.
God damn.
30 minutes, yeah, that's...
Now I'm just going through his...
Again, I would not want to be his toilet.
You have to eat one like every 10 seconds.
That man's stomach made out of just absolute
titanium.
They
have to all be drums because you can go around a drum real quick. Flats can't get between the bone that fast.
Like that.
I wouldn't know.
Okay, Lisa.
How do you eat your wings?
Come on. How do you eat your wings?
Hooters.
At the Hooters Wing Eating Championship, he ate 144 in 10 minutes.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
Did he drink a bottle of castor oil too?
Maybe afterwards.
And then puked on everybody?
You mean at the blueberry pie?
Yeah. Come on, lard ass.
You probably have to drink that before you get the wings to get your system nice and loose.
And then in, I don't remember what year this is, at another Hooters one, he did 179. Like, he just, like, keeps going up. He ate 70 bratwursts in 10 minutes.
Ugh.
Oh, my stomach hurts looking at this one. The Radcliffe Days World Hard-Boiled Egg Eating Championship. I love a good hard-boiled egg. 141 in 8 minutes.
Lisa, you know his burps for the next 3 days are going to smell like freaking egg salad.
Ooh.
That's just straight sulfur.
Yeah, he...
That motherfucker farts or burps. I'm like, who farted?
384 gyozas in... Wait, where did I just see that? In 10 minutes. This is just ridiculous. Lisa, like
at that dumpling spot and Gramercy and shit, yeah, we could have probably done the same thing. The motherfuckers were delicious. Let's be honest. Like, you know.
Wait, how do you say it?
Isn't it Gramercy? I don't know how to say that shit.
Gramercy?
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Oh.
All I know is the damn dumplings were delicious.
Wait, Foxwoods had a world turkey eating championship? And he you ate 9.3. No, I was not. He ate 9.35 pounds of turkey in 10 minutes. I can't. It's, my stomach hurts right now just thinking about that.
But Lisa, if they had a turkey leg eating contest, you'd enter. No, you wouldn't eat it. You wouldn't do it.
I couldn't do competitive eating. I mean, I like to eat, but my stomach gets full too fast. Like the hot dog thing, I can do like 3 hot dogs and then that's it. And then I'm like, okay, I need to take a break.
But they got to eat the bun too though, right?
And he dips the buns in water. So he doesn't do a lot of drinking. I was watching the other people. They do a lot of drinking to like wet the throat and whatnot. He dips the whole thing in water and then just like shoves it right in. I honestly don't even know if he's really chewing, to be completely honest.
Nasty. Just no. Nope. Just but no. But
if you had to do a food eating contest, what food would you do?
Pizza.
Ice cream.
I'm lactose intolerant.
Ice cream?
Wait, I'd say pizza. Oh. I'm still lactose intolerant. Pizza, absolutely.
I don't know what I would do.
No, ice cream, that might mess up your system.
Lisa would do a pho eating contest. She's just
no, another bowl. Because I like it, but every time I eat it afterwards, I'm in my car and I'm like legit burping it up. Like it's too much liquid.
Peanuts, salted peanuts.
Salted peanuts.
That's just throwing nuts in your face.
Yeah, oh.
Might as well do that after some hot dogs and shit, you know? One in Rome.
I'll be there too. So.
I was going to say, you'll have to do something. When in Rome.
Do something Rome. Yeah, hey, see, you're going to have to go online. I'm going to have to post it.
When in Rome. Watch out for the pickpockets.
I was going to say that you got to watch out for the pickpockets. Like, do you have, like, those special bags that are cut-proof? Where they can't just walk up and, like, cut your bag off of you?
There won't be anything in my bag.
But what about your ladies' bag? Yeah.
Got me for my Franks, God damn it.
Yeah, I'm going to go talk to the Pope and tell him to cuss out Trump.
Please do.
See if I can talk to him. Is this Pope Francis? What do we have in there now?
No, it's Pope Leo.
Yeah, I'm going to go talk to that guy.
And he's American, so he'll understand you. You won't need a translator.
Yep.
What do you think Chris is doing behind the black screen?
I have no idea, but of course I get the, I'm going to have to do 2 tracks because
devices. I didn't. I'm just sitting here. I haven't done anything. But I see the message.
Did you change Wi-Fi? Probably.
No. I'm sure you'll figure it out.
I always do.
IT guy. Can you guys see me?
Yeah, no. I can see you. You black bastard. Oh, wait, that's sorry, the screen's black. My bad. So sorry. It's racist. Huh,
that's my weird. Bad. Let me turn off my camera and turn it back on. Yeah. That's weird.
Is it? Chris is in the bathroom, Lisa. He over here bullshitting.
No.
All that talk about hot dogs made his stomach hurt. or he went to the bathroom to do something. Talk about them damn wings. Lisa, talk about the flats again.
Oh. I have a joke.
Tell a joke.
Who led the Israelites through the semi-permeable membrane?
Oh, this is science.
Osmosis.
You got a little. Oh, wait.
I'm sure my daughter will get a. She's gonna love.
Did I tell the joke about?
We need another one.
Oh wait, I got one. A little bit of history. Back in the old Western days, cowboys used to hang a light from their saddle at night to help them find their way home. That was a early satellite navigation.
Stop. Yeah.
Just done. Just put you out your fucking misery, yo.
Listen. The listeners like this, okay?
Do they?
All one of them. All two of them.
And a half.
All two of them. And they live in the same household. They like it.
You mean the same thank cup and cardboard?
Thank you to our loyal listeners.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
No. No, we don't.
Yes.
We do, but we do need sponsorship, though. You know, got to pay the bills around here.
We have C&G and GE.
And GE, okay. The Arby's as well, you know.
Yep. Hooters.
We got the meats. Oh, that could be Hooters tagline too. We have the meats. No.
What's a pedophile's favorite thing about Halloween?
Oh God.
Oh boy. Mm. I don't know.
Free delivery.
That's a good one. I thought it was bad, but the more I thought about it, it's kind of funny. But.
Yeah, it's one of those ones. The more it sits on you, the deeper it just
right. Kind of went away. The more I thought about it, I lost my morality.
Terrible, Lisa, but man. You know,
Parch telling all these bangers.
So we should have a special, you know in between episode where we, you know, try to do some sort of food contest to see who can eat the most, you know, food. And whoever wins, well, you don't get anything, but, you know.
We can do it at our beer summit.
I don't know
I
about that,
Chris. I was thinking we could also do a bubblegum blowing contest.
Dude. The lungs Chris has on him? Shit, he got us beat. Well, I'm sorry, Lisa. The lung he has on him.
Do you really only? I know you don't have one lung, but do you have a diminished capacity in one lung?
No, I have full capacity in both of my lungs.
He got one lung that's like that's like Nemo's fin.
Or is that your strong lung?
Come on, Chris, breathe with your good lung. Going to hell for that, yo. It's fucking terrible. It's still funny, though. It's still funny. Sorry.
Oh, so Chris, have you guys
your trip. We hope you enjoy yourself. Don't drink and drive because you might. Oh, wait, never mind.
Yeah, well, hopefully, the captain doesn't drink and drive.
Yeah, hit an iceberg and shit, you know.
Yeah, in the middle of the Mediterranean.
Bruh. My mother, we always try to get my mom to go on a fucking cruise. My mom's like, I ain't getting on a boat. What if it capsizes? I'm like, Ma, if the boat capsizes, we got bigger fucking problems than that. You know, I'm worried about getting eaten by a shark versus drowning, but yeah. You never know, Chris, you know.
I'll have my life
cruise ship could take a wrong turn, you know, in Albuquerque, and you know,
as long as it doesn't end up in Israel or Iran somewhere, it would be all right.
That's gonna be Chris when the captain takes the wrong turn. Lisa, like, where we going?
You know, it's all the same water, so I don't know.
Why are we going that way? Yeah, it's all the same.
Turn around.
It's, It's all the same water until you go through the Suez Canal and shit headed for the Persian Gulf. You better bring back some oil. I'm just saying. But yeah, we hope you enjoy yourself. You know, take pictures, eat the food. Don't eat any fucking chicken wings. I have to. I
promise you that.
I have to try the wings.
They're not going to be American chicken. It's going to be like Italian chicken wings. So I got to try them. Yeah, I'm definitely going to try them.
Chris gonna be trying pizza. Excuse me, ma'am. Donde va SpaghettiOs?
Yeah, I'm going to Greece. I need some Greek wings.
You going to Greece too?
Yeah, get me some a real gyro.
Euro.
Yeah, I'm going to Greece. I'm going
to... Maybe I'll go to. You having fun there, Lisa? Enjoying yourself?
What is she? You know what? This broad.
Yeah, exactly. This broad.
So what do you guys think about the ceasefire being over?
There is no ceasefire. There was never a ceasefire.
Didn't they just launch stuff again?
Yeah, it never really was.
I feel like it's every time he says, oh, we've come to an agreement. The very next post, like 15 minutes later, so-and-so just sent a missile over and did what? And it's like, really?
Yeah, I think it's officially over now, though.
No. Well, yeah, at this point. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
They've been going crazy the last day or two, so.
Yep, gas about to go back up some more.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
I got to put more another gas forever in my war.
This is going to be our Ukrainian war. So, you know. Fucking awful. War is bad, UK.
Have either of you watched Widow's Bay on Apple TV?
I don't have Apple TV.
It's so good. Why do I have Apple TV? Oh, because I got it for free with my phone.
There's no, another show on not Apple with TV my phone. I've been
watching. With my internet. Another show
on Apple TV. It's really good.
There's a lot of good shows on Apple TV. I want Apple TV. I just can't bring myself to yet another streaming app.
Well, I don't pay for it.
I don't pay for it either. I get it for free. I think it's with my internet. I get it. That and Netflix for free.
I get HBO Max.
Oh. Widow's Bay, right?
Widow's Bay is really good. What about Pluribus? I heard that was good.
Cape Fear. That's what I've been watching. I haven't seen Pluribus. Cape Fear is.
Oh, that's going to be on my next list of things to watch.
I'll check out
Yeah, I don't have I don't have Apple TV. I might just trade in some shit and get Paramount because I want to watch the Yellowstones and all that shit that look good.
I'll send both of you guys to install on your Fire Stick.
I use my mom's Paramount Plus. But you have a smart TV, don't you?
Yeah. Well, that's the same thing.
Okay, what TV do you have? Is it a Fire TV?
No.
Or is it a Roku?
It's like a Sony. It's like a Google, but it's Google based or whatever the fuck it is. Yeah. Big TV. I gotta go look at it now. God damn it.
It's not a Sony. It's like a.
But it's a, yeah, it's a smart TV though.
But where do you go to get your streaming stuff?
There's the App Store, the Google
it's
App Store.
Hisense.
Oh, okay.
Hisense or
I don't have no damn Hisense.
Yeah.
What type of TV your ass your Vizio. Ass buy?
You got a Vizio?
Listen, I like Vizio TVs. I liked my Vizio. I still have it. My 29-inch. Anybody want a 29-inch TV?
They have a 65-inch Vizio. 4K for $300 at Walmart.
You can go to fucking Costco and get a name brand one for like in 10 inches more for like that price. Like they're dirt. It's funny how TVs aren't as expensive as they used to be. Like what the fuck is up with that shit?
Yeah, that's crazy.
My TV's only 50 inches and I paid $197 for it.
Oh, that's good.
But y'all do remember like the big ass TVs. Like if you got a 50-inch TV back in like the 2000s, like you was balling.
Big deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I thought heavy I was as a fuck big too. When I had my 29-inch TV, because it was a, like the flat screen kind.
Oh, it was with the one without the tube. Yeah, you was definitely balling then, because yeah, tubeless, you was balling. Chris still has a projection TV from the 90s.
Oh, like the ones that used to be in like pizza shops.
Actually, I do. It's in the basement though.
Yeah, it's in the basement.
10 years.
Yeah.
I'll just see if it's
where the bodies are.
Yep.
Chris got bodies on the island.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The island that speaking nobody's that, been to.
They just found a body. Or actually, there was a car that rolled into the river by my island yesterday.
What?
They were trying to get to the island.
Yeah, no, it was just in the news that they had to send like the divers out into the river because there was a car like floating in the river, like submerged.
Were there people in it?
I don't know. I don't know if they found anyone in it. I saw they were sending divers in, but I know there's a lot of people that put their cars in and like they forget to put it in park.
You didn't offer to help, Chris?
Oh, okay.
I just found out today.
Can I tell you guys that I was yesterday years old when I discovered that on the photos, like on your iPhone, when you go to your photo library, if you pinch in and out, you can adjust the size of the pictures to see more or less.
What, to zoom in?
You didn't. So if these are like, if you have your pictures like this, you can zoom in or zoom. I just learned that. Not zooming in on the pictures, zooming in on your library.
Oh, on the gallery. Oh, on the gallery. Yeah. Yes.
I just learned that. I've been Chris doing it.
I know.
Yeah. That's it happened by accident. I did not know that. And I was like, wait, how do I get back? Because then I made all the pictures really small and I was like, what, huh?
That's pretty cool. But, hey, do you guys remember back in the day where you had to like find an image? Like it would be a picture that like this where you would have to try to figure out what's in the image, but it's a bunch of small pictures. It's kind of what this
Oh, yeah. Like. That was big in the 90s.
Like, Lisa, go to your album and, like, zoom all the way out. See how it looks all...
Oh, like, yeah, and it makes... Small.
It makes... Yeah. Image. And you got to find a yellow car or some shit or some weird shit. Yeah. Those were big in the 90s, them damn pictures.
Yeah, puzzles cool. like that. They have games like that on the phone where it's just, like, a one big scene that you have to, like, scroll all over the place to find different things.
This is cool.
I'm too fucking stupid for that.
All right. So how old is your oldest picture in your library?
2018.
All right. Mine goes back to, it says 2007. I don't think that's right.
Holy shit, Chris. I thought 2018 was bad.
Mine says 2011.
Okay. Y'all got me beat. Well, 2018 is when I got the iPhone. Remember when I got defected?
She was the first one to have iPhone in our camp.
Who?
They didn't have the cloud back then.
Yeah.
You weren't the first one?
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, I had an original iPhone.
Yeah, great. Box.
iPhone what?
3?
iPhone.
Yeah, it was just the iPhone.
Just the iPhone.
iPhone 1?
It was just the iPhone.
It was like gray and black. It had the gray with the black bottom.
And it was rounded. And it... And I thought it was $500, and I was like, damn, this is a lot of money. And now look at us. Mm-hmm. Oh, your phone's going to be $1,200. Okay.
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 How many months can I split that over? Okay.
Shoot, I do the payments. I'm not paying that all up front.
And it's like one gigabyte, if that. Like 356
the new, megs.
The first one.
Shoot, I don't even remember what it was. And it didn't have a front camera. What did it also?
It also had the headphones jack.
They had a 4, an 8, and a 16 gig.
Yeah. Damn. That ain't shit.
And I thought I was too cool. I was like, what? I got an iPhone.
baller.
4 gigs. That was a lot.
I used Bill Me Later to pay for it.
I just remember when I got mine, when I got the iPhone 10 was my first one. And I remember texting y'all, and both of y'all were like, wait, you're blue. I'm like, oh, yeah, because I said I was never, remember? Because I was the holdout.
But when did the colors change?
Because
it wasn't always like that.
iPhone 10 had it. Yeah, because everybody was like, oh, shit, you're blue now. Like, I was part of the crew for iMessage because I was the only holdout still getting fucking Androids and shit. Yeah,
well, y'all now say, my parents are. Told you
so. Yeah, Rhonda just got a new iPhone 17 today, actually.
Yeah, I got to upgrade my shit.
Just upgrade from 12, cheap. Finally.
So I got a 14 Pro Max, but, yeah.
I have a 16 Pro, and I'm fine with that.
Me too. That's
what I have. Okay, so iMessage came out in 2011. Wow.
Damn, that far back? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah, I got this damn thing in 2008. I will never forget the shit.
SMS. Like, when you would text on an iPhone, it was still... And you remember how you couldn't open up PDFs?
Oh, you couldn't?
No.
Oh.
Because Adobe and Apple, there was something with like their agreement or something like that. And then eventually now you can use PDFs.
Now you can open Apple fucking everything.
Or AT&T was the only one that had the iPhone for a little bit.
I remember that. They had a chokehold on the market.
Well, that's the only reason, because I had AT&T. If I didn't have AT&T, then I wouldn't have had an iPhone. I would have gotten whatever.
I had Singular before AT&T bought them.
Same.
Yeah, not defective.
I had Singular was good. And then. Mm-hmm. I mean, Singular I like AT&T, was a good network. But.
I do too. But Singular had a really good network. You know who had the worst network, though? It was fucking T-Mobile, yo. T-Mobile was Sprint. Bullshit. Wait. Oh, Sprint, yeah. Sprint went down the toilet after they bought Nextel.
Michelle and Damien had Nextels, and they would chirp each other.
I was going to ask that they had the chirp phones. Yo, the chirp phones was like my son's mom and her ex, they had those, and she'd come drop him off, and if she was gone too long, where you at? I'm just dropping him off to DeMont. Well, hurry up. Yeah, we got to go. We got this. We got to do something. You probably go get drugs or some shit. That's fucked up. I'm sorry. That was wrong of me to say. But yeah, the chirp phones, yo. The chirp phones were the shit. My boy had what network was it that had the Sidekick?
T-Mobile.
It was T-Mobile, yeah.
Your sister had one.
I don't remember that.
I'm pretty sure she had a Sidekick.
Did she still text like shit even back then? You know, with like, hey, I gotta tell you something. Hold on. I'm gonna text you in a second. Okay, listen. Like 9 texts to just tell me, yeah, your nephew did something stupid. Like, bitch, you could have put that all in one fucking message. Chris, I don't know if you've ever been victim of my sister's text messages. Lisa knows. Lisa's probably gotten them. With the freaking run on, just like straight diarrhea text. 3 words.
That doesn't bother me.
What it bothers me now that you don't have 140 characters.
What bothers me is the people who do each sentence separately. And I'm like, I'd rather a paragraph than like my phone constantly going off.
But that's what my sister does. It's literally one sentence. Yes. It's like, so I'm leaving. So I'm leaving on my trip tomorrow. I might need you to pick up my son. He gets out of school at this time. Bitch, like, why not just put that motherfucker in one shit so I could say copy or nah, bitch, I'm busy. Fuck out of here. Like, we ain't got that kind of time.
Oh, yeah. She's in Croatia.
Yeah. She on her European shit. Talking about what beer do I want from Germany? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I don't drink German beer like that. I drink American trash beer. That's Chris. Laughed at me at the top of the
what is it? Heffenweissen?
Is that the grapefruit one?
I feel like when you do have a Hefeweizen, it is a great brew. I'm probably saying it wrong.
I don't know if I've ever had a German beer before. Heineken's Dutch, right? No, Heineken's Dutch.
Is it?
Yeah.
I believe it is, yeah.
It sounds German. Everything in Europe sounds German.
Yes, Lisa's it is looking a it up. Dutch pale lager beer. Let's see what German beers are.
And they spell beer wrong. B-I-E-R, beer. I mean, it's how you say it in German anyway, is beer. So
I can get a nice Pilsner.
Pilsner. I want a nice hoppy double, so what's an Irish double session turbo? IPA.
It's a Guinness with Guinness. A shot of Jameson. And Jameson and Bailey's.
Bailey's, yeah. Yeah, Irish. Yeah, I can't think of any German beers, you know, that I would have drank in on purpose.
A Berliner Weisser. That's a sharp wheat beer from Berlin. We've had those before. There's always an Oktoberfest, although I'm not really a fan of Oktoberfest.
Depends on who makes it. I like...
Sam Adams.
Sam Adams is okay. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah, Shock Top does it. Shock Top does a better one, though. I like their Oktoberfest one better.
Oh, Bex is German.
I like their. Isn't Bex non-alcoholic?
I think so. Yeah, they do have a non-alcoholic.
Yeah, Chris's dad drinks them. That's where he gets his fake beer belly from.
I like the Shock Top, the pumpkin beer. But with the maple cream from Vermont in it. Speaking of maple cream, guys, we got to decide if we're doing the Big E this year.
What kind of question is that?
Yeah, definitely. I want to go see Dead Miles, though. But
if we're going or when we're going.
Oh, yeah. Wait. If that's what I wanted to ask
because
y'all.
Doesn't your buddy have a bunch of stuff he's doing and is not going to be around?
Who?
DeMont.
My buddy.
We're still going.
I thought you said you have a lot of stuff to do and the window is very small.
So you and I will still go if you can't go.
I'm traveling just for like 3 days at the very beginning. But I mean, I have, I think I have like training a couple of days, but yeah, no, I'll make time. Shit, this motherfucker's there for like, what, 3 weeks? I'll make a damn day. Yeah, I just don't want to go on a weekend, you feel me? Because that should be wild on the weekends. There's just too many fucking people.
I want to get a Big E burger.
That must make me cry. I was going to say, if.
You
haven't missed one.
No, but y'all been to concerts there, right? I know, Chris, you went to a concert last year, right? Okay. Yeah, do you have to pay to get in and pay the ticket for the concert?
Your concert ticket is also a ticket to the show, to the Big E.
Oh, okay, cool. All right.
Yeah.
I want to see
Dead Miles. It normally says that when you go to buy it. Who was it? We went, there was a concert going on there, and I feel like maybe it was when Chris and I went that one year. But we got into the concert. Like, they weren't manning the doors or anything.
Yeah.
And we just sat there for a little bit and then left. We didn't watch the whole show.
Was that the Busta Rhymes one, or was that?
No, you went to the Busta Rhymes one.
No, you went to Busta Rhymes.
I went to Busta Rhymes and I saw a Big Boy. Who else did I see there? Keisha Cole or TLC? I don't know.
Yeah, wasn't TLC there without Left Eye?
They were supposed to be there, but they canceled.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And so that's when it was just
on the other stage too.
Well, I'm going to tonight's conversation.
Tonight's conversation.
Aren't they coming in like October or something?
In November. August,
November, yeah.
November. I'm going to the one in New York, but I think I'm also going to go to the one in Hartford, too.
Are you
going
to go to the microphone and ask a question?
No. No, I'm not that brave. I'm going to the one in New York because Tyler Lepley's going to be there, and I need to see him.
Love me some
Tyler Lepley. Google him. He's an actor, Tyler Lepley.
Is he handsome?
He is. He, the...
Shut up, Chris.
The same. And he's on P-Valley. He played the bouncer at the club, or one of the bouncers at the club. Diamond.
Okay.
Yay.
Oh, did you guys see the link that I sent you about the, it looks like they're dressed in armor. It's like some, like, anything goes type of fighting event at the Webster.
I didn't see it.
No.
Well,
I'll check it out.
And that is, isn't that a little dangerous?
Well, where I'm not fighting. I would just go to watch. I sent the link.
Is it randos in the crowd, or do they have like a set card of fighters?
Oh, I think it's called Armored League. Full contact medieval combat. Helmets, chainmail, steel, and more. The Armored League. Apparently it's a thing, and they come out. You remember when we, did we watch the people... No, that might have been when I went with Sam and Stacy. Watched them joust at the Renaissance Fair.
Oh, the Ren Fair?
Yeah.
I mean, we did watch, yeah. No, we did. But
in the armor?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is like that.
At the Webster. Interesting.
Webster
let anything run.
They really do.
They really...
Fourth row ringside, $50.
We might be able to get a little bit of sweat on us from at that range. Metal shards and shit.
When we saw the midget wrestling there, they were all up in the audience wrestling and fighting.
No, that's weird. Little people, they're not midgets, little people. They want to be called what's on the card.
They call themselves midget wrestling. I would not call them a midget to their face.
Why not?
Because that's like a derogatory term for them.
Yeah.
No, if I would just put my hand out on their head like that, and then they wouldn't be able to get me.
You're going to hell. You realize that.
I know.
That's terrible. Where the hell Chris at? Did you leave us, Mr. Chris?
Sorry, I was talking on mute. Sorry.
I'm done. We're done. We're finished.
I was on mute.
This episode's good. We're wrapping this shit up. We're done.
I've been talking for 5 minutes.
And Lisa, and he wasn't wondering why none of us said anything.
I was talking about the midgets and how bad you were talking about the midgets. Like, that they really are midgets. Oh, man.
Yep, that's it. Episode's over, Chris. You lost your opportunity to talk.
We'll bring it up in the parking lot. I think I said
okay.
We'll take it to the parking lot.
We'll take it offline.
We'll take it offline. Yeah. It's all right. We'll circle back on that later.
Yeah.
Terrible.
So, Chris, the swimming, ma'am, a swimming. we should just start going to work and using the wrong fucking terms for shit just to fuck with people.
That would be funny.
Instead of putting something in the parking lot, I was like, yeah, well, at least keep putting it in the parking lot. I'll put that in the swim lane. Like, what?
I'm going to say as soon as the meeting starts. Hello, everybody. We're going to put this in the parking lot. Wait a minute. What?
Either that or jump on a meeting and shit. Good morning, everybody. And then be like, oh, wait, I'm sorry. I was talking on mute. Good morning, everybody. Like, no, we heard you the first time. Oh, I'm sorry. Corporate terms.
Swim lane is a business thing.
It is, yeah. I use swim lanes all the damn time when I'm like, you put them on like a deck or whatever and shit. Like,
correctly.
Swim lane. Gotta love it.
Now, is that like a Vizio thing?
Yes, it is, actually.
Okay.
Yes, it is. And you can have vertical swim lanes or horizontal swim lanes. You know.
Vizio the TV.
But I'll be honest, the vertical swim lanes, you know, make you look bigger, you know. Yeah. So, Chris, your trip, we sincerely here at the podcast hope you have a great trip.
Thank you.
Yes.
Just do us a solid.
Okay. And make sure you come back
over. Where are my QR codes so I can spread the news? Of
Don't pull a Brittany Grenier, because we ain't coming for you. And Clinton and Obama ain't coming for you neither.
Trump won't either, so.
Oh, Trump would. That's my boy, Chris. You know, he's a good guy.
Yeah. Well, he hears what we've been talking about on this podcast. Thanks, Lisa. He
won't be yep. You know, she's a very nasty lady. Very nasty.
Very nasty, yeah.
You're very nasty. You know.
They're going to do their research about who I am first, and
right. It's like, it's my friend Chris, you know, masturbates more than anybody I've ever met, you know, masturbates more than anyone. Anyway, I mean, everyone tells me he masturbates more than anyone, you know, has threesomes with his children. It's fucking awful. Just like me. You know, just like me.
Definitely have to make something up about me.
That it wouldn't be too far-fetched, Chris.
Maybe.
Wow.
What do you mean, maybe? Wait, wow. Lisa, allegedly.
Allegedly,
I've lived a great life.
You have lived a great. You're not going anywhere, sir. You're not. We're not writing a eulogy here.
Another 50 years.
I don't know about that.
Oh yeah, gotta make it work.
Really?
Oh yeah.
You want to live? Want to live another 50 years?
Oh yeah.
I mean, everybody does, but I just don't want to get to the point where I'm shitting my pants uncontrollably.
My goal is over 100, but in good health. Yep.
Okay. Well, you're eulogizing me then, I guess, you know, so say kind things.
Yep.
Yeah. And don't touch my butt.
We'll just play some of the clips from the podcast.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, we're just going to play all of Lisa's jokes, just laughing constantly. It's going to be like the entire people coming to my wake and shit, and it's going to be just Lisa fucking laughing.
And I'll DJ.
Oh Lord! Hell no!
It'll be a bunch of just slides and dances.
All
the slides.
It will be all the group dances and shit.
Yep.
You know, shake to my ashes to the left, ashes to the right.
Crisscross.
And then drops the urn.
Everybody shake your friend.
I should put that on my will, that you got to pass around the urn and say something nice about me. I'm going to tell them to go like, yo, I'll write that shit.
Chris, we're going to have to learn how to do all the podcast stuff now. DeMont, we're going to need the passwords.
You. Oh, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, we got
to. This is the No In Between 2, because we didn't have access to the other one. That's all right. We'll do a bunch of episodes beforehand. You'll have like a whole year's worth of shit just lined up.
Tupac.
Lisa, Chris is going to get good at the audio. He's going to start splicing my voice in and start just adding it and just ad-libbing and shit. Like, it's like DeMont's really here.
Well, Trump thought that Roosevelt was real last week, didn't he?
That's true.
Wait, that's true. What? He did.
You didn't hear about that? Like he thought.
I did not hear about it. Fill me in.
Talking about he talked to Teddy Roosevelt. Like he had a conversation with him.
AI though. He was talking to AI. It was like an AI like visual thing in some museum or something, and he really thought he was talking to Teddy Roosevelt. Like because he was talking back to him. So he had a whole speech later. He's like, "Yeah, I spoke to Teddy Roosevelt earlier." It's like. Idiot. That's a computer.
Anybody who voted for him ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Some are, but it's too late. Some are, but it's too late.
I'll send it to
And you. I had no issues up until the damn gas prices went up. So y'all know how I feel. I got pissy at the gas prices and a war that I didn't want to fight.
That's what set you off? Is high gas prices?
Everything else. I mean, I was still making money. I was gainfully employed. You know, life, it wasn't affecting me till my gas prices went up. And that's why I get tested.
Some of his decisions would affect people in your family. Or have potential to affect the women in your family.
Women's rights and shit. Yeah, I completely disagree. I was disagreeing with that even prior to this. I don't even know. I can't even come up with an insult fast enough for him right now. Yeah. Lisa's like, I can. I got a whole book of them. Where do I start?
I just don't like him. It's on site. I stand by it. I will fight him.
It's okay. Trump 2028.
Stop it.
There'll be no peaceful transition of power.
There really won't be. That's the scary thing. Oh my God. I'll have to watch this.
Yeah.
That's the scary thing. There is not going to be a peaceful transition.
Nope, there won't be. Unless another Republican takes office, but you know.
I think even then it won't be a peaceful transition.
You think he'd fight Vance if Vance ran?
Yeah. Well, what I think is going to happen is he's just going to say, well, guys, I'm staying.
Here goes Vance, but it's my turn.
Oh, my God. That tool.
Handsome tool.
He's also not even.
He's a handsome man. Sexy vice president. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Did we ever have a sexy vice president?
Yeah, Biden.
No, he was just
cool. Back in his younger days, he wasn't bad.
Really?
Let's see. Sexy vice president. Let's see what they look like. Which vice president could get it in?
Kamala Harris.
Yeah. I ain't going. She could.
There's a whole page. Could. All 47 vice presidents ranked by hotness.
Kamala better come up first. She's the only woman.
Wait, let me see. I'm just going to scroll.
Hello.
Who's number one? Oh, man. I scrolled too much. Oh, that's a good one. I'm not mad at that. Al Gore was number one.
That's because he invented the internet. You're biased.
Dan Quayle was also a cutie patootie. He was number four. Oh, Joe Biden was number five. Hold up. Where is Kamala?
She ain't listed.
That would suck if she's underneath all the men. She comes in last place as a sexy.
I bet you she do rank last.
She's not last place. It's the guy who's in last place is deserving. But beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Who? LBJ?
No. Some guy. I've never even heard of him before.
Martin Van Buren.
That's why he's last. No one knows who he is.
It's a rando.
Wow, she really... Let me go back to the top of the page. So 47 is John Calhoun. He had a fluffy neck, is what they said. He was the seventh vice president. Wait a minute. Where is she?
She not on the list.
She's black.
But they have 47. Yep. But they have 47 people.
I don't know.
Yeah, but most presidents kept their VPs.
Yeah.
Ooh, George H.W. He wasn't that bad at this time frame.
Oh, for Reagan.
Oh, Alvin Barkley was cute. Who was he? Oh, you know what? Richard Nixon, when he was young, was not bad.
Tricky dick.
Yeah.
See, Kamala ain't make the list.
She's not on there. But I wonder who, like, I feel like I have to go through this. Oh, wait a minute. This was posted in 2016. She wasn't a vice president then.
Oh, okay. Oh, you better tell them to update their damn source. Because, yeah, AKA.
Poor Dick Cheney. Yeah. He was number 46. Yeah, well.
Turd. Well, Chris, you have a safe trip. Remember.
Yes.
Don't have any intrusive thoughts.
I'll try not to.
And if you do act on them, please record it. And put your phone in a bag so that when they find your phone, we could actually post a video as part of the podcast as well, too. Because
Enjoy your trip. Don't waste time. Yeah. Like
posting and shit. Take pictures. Eat the food. Don't rape any women or men.
Yeah, don't get in trouble over there.
Yeah, don't be a Brittany Grenier.
And don't go over there embarrassing us, okay?
Yeah, speaking Americano.
Right.
Yeah, you're in Italy now. You speak Italian, okay?
Yeah, I'm working on it. Actually, I got to do my lesson tonight, actually. So.
Lisa. Buongiorno,
Buongiorno.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to look up Italian fruit AI. Because there's probably a whole bunch of it.
Arrivederci, cuh.
Chris, would you like to send us off with some Italian words?
Yeah, send us off.
Yeah, just arrivederci.
That, really, that's it? That's all you got?
Yeah, that's goodbye.
Ciao, Bella.
That's hello. Ciao is hi. No, we're not doing that.
What's Bella mean?
Oh, well, when you, isn't that beautiful?
It is. You know Chris.
Ciao,
know that.
Bella.
Yes, that's hello, beautiful.
Come on, we gotta leave us with some sort of Italian word that we normally would not hear.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Really? what's a word? It's a word we talked about today. Tedesco.
Is that wine?
Tedesco bero.
Oh, it's beer?
Yes, German beer.
Tedesco is German?
Yes, that's the word for German. Yep.
Oh, that's beer. Interesting.
That is interesting. Okay.
There we go.
Well, Lisa, we're not going on a cool trip, you know, on our favorite rocket ship, you know, but that's okay.
Yeah, but our cars aren't in the shop and they work. So.
Amen. Our car's not in the shop, in the backyard.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, you country girl?
We don't need an amp to drive.
Redneck ass. So anyway,
Chris, I'll see you when I have stories. Yeah. I'm sure.
Oh yes, yes, we're gonna have a good recording session. You could tell us all about your adventures in Europe.
Wait, it's just you and your significant other?
Correct.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, that'll be good. That's our anniversary too, so.
Oh, it's our anniversary.
It's very nice.
Anniversary.
And my birthday. That's more important. Oh, sorry. No, it's not. Can you delete that? All right. Podcast over.
I'm done.
Bye.
Say arrivederci to everybody, Chris.
Arrivederci.
What the fuck?